listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each one of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, Heather's sister Jill and her whole family was with us. And they have two younger kids. And during that time, our whole group of two families was transferring from one place to another by car. And maybe in other families, this is true as well, but the boys always like to ride with the boys, and the girls like to ride with the girls. And I happen to have a car full of two little girls in the back seat. I say full because they fill the space, you know, with all their joyful sounds. In the back seat was little Katie and my little niece, who some of you saw her last week here, Sydney. Sydney is age 5 1/2, and she's larger than life. The drive I remember that we were on was a longer drive. It was a little bit longer. It was about 45 minutes we were going to be in the car together. And at one point, I suggest, hey, let's sing a song. I remember Sydney, I looked in the rearview mirror because she was right behind me. I look in the rearview mirror and Sydney gets this funny look on her face when I said this. And it's not because she doesn't like to sing. It was because she thought that that we weren't supposed to sing in the car. You see, Sydney loves to sing so much that it's become an issue in the family. And they actually have a little family rule that when they're in the car, there's no singing. So, she's got a big brother, Nick, you know, and it's become a little bit of an issue. So, not singing was the law for little Sydney. This is what I learned. What do you think I said? Not in my car. In this car, we sing. And I glanced at my little niece one more time in the rearview mirror, and this time Sydney gets this great sparkle in her eye and a full smile with missing teeth. And then she and Katie have a quick and excited discussion about what they're going to sing, or maybe they didn't have a discussion at all. I think they just went right into it. Of course, Katy Perry's Roar. You know this song, I got the eye of the tiger, fighter dancing through the night, cause I am the champion, and you're gonna hear me
roar.
Roar. Yeah, it's contagious. We were all singing it together, and we were laughing, and I said after they were done singing, I said, you guys should record an album together. I mean, you give Katy Perry a run for her money, and I was joking a little bit, but they have really good voices. Sydney and Katie, both together, they're right on pitch. They've got great voices, you know. So anyway, it was just a great time we had for that ride, just singing all the way. We are on a bit of a summer road trip through the book of Romans right now. Paul's ancient letter to an ancient church that still bears promise that is essential and truth that is poignant for us today. And here in the second half of chapter 6, Paul talks about the shift from being under one set of car rules to another set of car rules. In our car, we sing. From the no singing rule to singing is expected in our car. Today, Christ from the front seat with joy proclaims to us, today we're going to sing. It's an interesting reading. I invite you to study it a little bit more this week. Maybe for some of you it was your first reading. I know we looked at this at Bible study the other night, but this is a reading about slavery, and the timing couldn't be worse on this 4th of July weekend when we celebrate and give thanks for our freedom I looked at this text at the beginning of the week and I thought, you got to be kidding me. We got to talk about slavery on the 4th of July weekend? Slavery. Are you serious? I have to preach on this? But Paul is talking about slavery, and not just slavery to sin today. What's very interesting, we know about slavery to sin. We talk about that all the time. We know about slavery to sin, but what's interesting today is being transferred from being slaves to sin to now being slaves to Christ. This is the language that he uses. It's challenging. From moving from the backseat of one person's car to the backseat of someone else's car. We talked about this slavery in Bible study on Monday. We made a list. We can all make lists of all the ways that we are enslaved to sin and our brokenness, right? It was actually a homework question, so people had kind of worked on that question before. We had lists. You know what enslaves you. You know those things that bring you down, those ways that we can become enslaved to sin. But the question of what enslaves you to Christ, that's an interesting one. And that's really what I want to talk about this morning. How are you enslaved to Christ? Especially when we cherish freedom. What are you talking about, slavery? It's kind of offensive almost. It's a little, something sort of takes us back. What do you mean being slaves to Christ? I think it was a good conversation, but we don't want to be slaves to anything or anyone anymore. Right? It's a good conversation to think about. How are you a slave to Christ? And I'd caution you about going down the road of saying, well, I'm a slave to Christ in that I keep the Ten Commandments and I try not to say bad words. I go to church. These are all ways. No, these are not ways that we're... It's not another list of don't do this and don't do that so easily. This is nothing new. This is nothing new. And so easily we fall right back into sin when we go down that road. Paul calls this the body of death. We fall right back into it when we just burden ourselves with all these have-tos. We talked a little bit about guilt in our Bible study. Guilt can be sort of something that enslaves us as well. It's also something that motivates us, and maybe you can motivate other people through guilt, right? Someone pulled me aside after the Bible study and said, you know, I didn't want to say this because guilt was getting, in some ways we like guilt. It does a lot for us in the church. Motivates us in lots of ways. You better. Somebody said to me, you know, I think guilt is just another word for sin. And I've been thinking about that all week. I thought, I think that's true. Guilt is just another form of sin. So when you think about what enslaves you to Christ, be careful about going down that road of just more things that will make you feel bad if you're not doing them right. Because you're going to find yourself all back in that body of death that Paul talks about all over again. Being a slave to Christ, being a slave to righteousness, is not about feeling guilty and then doing whatever you think you're supposed to do or have to do. Maybe think when you go down that road, think instead about those girls in the backseat of my car. Think about that joy that they had. Maybe think about being a slave to Christ more like this. In what ways are you made to sing? No discussion needed. Like the girls in the back seat. They just went right into the song. I thought they had a conversation. They didn't have a conversation about it. They just went right into it. In what ways are you made to sing? Reflect on that this week. I'd encourage you to write that question down even. In what ways are you made to sing without any discussions needed? This is a tricky text this week, this slavery. So often, even in our celebration of baptism around the font at the beginning, we talk about moving from slavery into freedom. But here, Paul is doing something really tricky with us. It's tricky from moving from being a slave of one thing to being a slave to Christ. It's tricky and extremely a problematic metaphor, especially in a nation that is so scarred and still so painfully bruised by slavery. It rails against the certain inalienable rights that all are created equal. Even Paul, in our lesson for today, in his day where slavery was even a way of life, even Paul admits in verse 19 in our reading today, I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. Even Paul, I think, admits that this is a tricky metaphor. So we just need to be careful with this metaphor of slavery, especially in our nation. What we can glean, I think, from this dangerous metaphor, however, is that a slave doesn't have a say in the matter. I think there's something in that for us, too. A slave doesn't have a say in the matter. I like the image of two little girls just having to get in the back seat of my car instead. You know, that's not, they didn't have a say in it. It's just, I'm taking you guys to hop in. You know, we're going. A slave is simply obedient under a master. That can be helpful for us. The word obedient in the Greek is hypokoe, which means under, to listen under. Hypo under, koe is listen. So to be under the authority of that which is heard. So someone who listens to a voice from above. We have a master above us, not equal to us, but a master who is above us that calls us to sing. This is a different kind of rule. Guilt is still a sin. Singing, on the other hand, at least for me, is an image of joy and freedom and community. I know that some of you, singing brings all kinds of baggage with it, but just go with the singing metaphor here. When we are slaves to Christ, we bring ourselves under the authority of a voice that calls us to sing. In what ways are you made to sing? Not in my car, Christ says. In my car, we sing. Mom and Dad are here today. I have memories of trips growing up and the invitation to sing in the car, especially when we're confined in the car. Are we there yet? We would whine in the back seat, right? Like every child probably when they travel. Are we there yet? And then the invitation from the front seat. How about a song? And sometimes mom or dad wouldn't have any discussion. There would be no, which song are we going to sing? More times than not, I think they would just launch right into the song. Almost heaven. West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains. Our eyes would roll in the backseat. We've heard the song a million times. We'd try to resist it. We'd still be a little cranky with each other. But by the chorus, we're starting to sway a little bit. Take me home. We're starting to sing a little bit. We're starting to listen. We're starting to put ourselves under the authority of this voice from above, if you will. And then what's interesting is I had this memory this week. Verse 2, Dad would forget the verse. He'd forget the words to the verse, so it would almost force me into the song. Because I know, how do you not know the words to this, Dad? Oh my gosh. All my memories gather around her. We help each other. Do you see? There's something about singing that is about joy and community and people coming together and helping one another. This being tied down. Some might say this word enslaved. This being enslaved to the grace and righteousness of God is absolutely a thing of beauty. Community and joy and even freedom. All while strapped into the back seat of this car that we call this baptized life in Christ. When we were baptized, we were strapped into the back seat of Christ's station wagon, and now we are driven through this life singing, going places we didn't even know existed, seeing things we never knew were even there before, through lightning and thunder, through wind and rain and darkness, singing a song all together, all the while. There is space, not guilt. There is space, even strapped down in the back seat. There is freedom. By the way, being strapped in the back seat is just for our good anyway, right? But even seat belted in, there is a wideness in God's mercy. There is fun to be had. There is community to be shared. There is a world to enjoy. There is grace and mercy and peace to receive. There is food and drink to go around. And there is a song to be sung No discussion needed. Paul's actually pretty black and white today. It's pretty clear cut. You're either under sin or you're under God's righteousness. And we sisters and brothers are under God's righteousness. There's no in between. We're either tied to death or tied to Christ's Easter life. We're either obedient under the authority and the sound of death or obedient under the authority and sound of this resurrection life. And in this car, we sing. Amen. Amen.
Shepherd of the Valley, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon, and to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Woo!